Lick, lick, lick. A smile crept across Stacy's face as the small dog nuzzled her awake. "Hi, Paige," Stacy said groggily. It was strangely cold in the cave. Stacy opened her eyes, instantly aware that she and Paige were alone. Typically, Stacy slept nestled among her pack of Arctic wolves, their soft white fur providing Stacy with more warmth than any blanket or comforter ever could. And usually, the wolves waited for Stacy to wake up. But this morning was different. Her wolves were gone. Panic began to bubble up inside of her as she frantically rubbed her eyes and looked around until she spotted them. They weren't gone at all. They just weren't cuddled beside her. Everest, the alpha of the pack, was guarding the entrance to the cave. He was exchanging looks with Tucker, who was also at the cave entrance. Stacy remembered that last night had been Tucker's turn to do patrol duty on the ridge. He must have just returned to update Everest on the evening's events. Basil, the beta of the pack, was curled up by the cave's hearth, where a healthy fire was crackling. Silly Basil, Stacy thought to herself. She survives being struck by lightning, and yet she still likes to start fires. Addison, the pack's other female wolf, was sitting near the large spruce table in the cave where Stacy prepared the pack's meals and did various crafting projects. Behind her, Noah splashed in the small freshwater spring that flowed through the back of their cave. That was all her wolves accounted for, all except... "Where's Wink?" Stacy asked, sitting up. "He shouldn't be out by himself." The fire that had spread through the taiga a couple of months before had driven all the hunters away for a while, but Stacy suspected there might still be a bounty on the wolves, which meant they could all be in danger. Suddenly, Wink came bounding into the cave. At least, Stacy was pretty sure it was Wink. It was hard to tell because his normally brilliant white fur was brown, as if he'd been rolling in dirt. His front paws were completely covered in mud, which he was now tracking into the cave. Everest growled quietly in dismay at the mess. Wink sauntered up to Stacy and innocently dropped a mouthful of crumpled peonies on her lap. Stacy blinked a couple of times and looked at the pink flowers. They were covered in slobber and were already beginning to wilt. It was almost like Wink had dug them up in the forest days ago and then buried them until this morning. Actually, that was exactly what it was like. But why? What is going on? Stacy thought. First, my wolves are all up and about without me. Now these flowers? And then it hit her. Today must be the 8th day of October. Today was her rescue day. Since no one knew when Stacy's birthday was, they'd celebrated her rescue day every year since she'd come to live with the wolves in the taiga forest. This was year number 5. Every morning of her rescue day, each wolf would give Stacy a gift to mark the occasion. How the wolves kept track of which day it was, Stacy hadn't a clue. Nor was she sure of the exact details of the events that led her to being rescued and taken in by 6 Arctic wolves in the first place. Any memories Stacy had of those events were buried deep in her mind. No matter how hard she tried, she couldn't remember anything. It wasn't like she could ask the wolves. Over the years, the group had developed their own way of communicating with each other through barks, facial expressions, and body language, but they couldn't talk or write. Although Stacy was convinced that Addison was trying to learn how to read. "Thank you, Wink," Stacy said, picking up the flowers and cradling them in her arms. These are beautiful. Wink stared up at her expectantly. "Oh, you're right. I didn't smell them," Stacy said as she brought the droopy blooms up to her nose. So sweet." She set the flowers down beside her. Paige sniffed them and immediately buried her nose in her paws. Stacy stood and walked across the cave to her rocking chair and took a seat. She knew what was coming next. One by one, the other wolves were going to bring her a gift. Sure enough, Tucker was already making his way toward her, dragging something behind him. Stacy leaned out of her rocking chair, craning her neck. As soon as she saw what it was, she let out a tiny gasp and stood up. Tucker was bringing her a large bow and a quiver filled with arrows. He pulled it as far as Stacy's feet and then looked up at her nervously, waiting to see if Stacy would be happy about being gifted a weapon on her rescue day.